Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Harbaugh, yesterday at the owners' meetings, he had some things to say.
I haven't seen the tweet. It's an ongoing process. I'm following it very closely, just like everybody else is here, and looking forward to a resolution. I'm excited. Thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football. I'm confident that's going to happen.
Do you anticipate him being your quarterback in week one?
I do. You know, you gotta plan for all the contingencies for sure, but I'm pretty fired up about Lamar Jackson. I mean, Lamar Jackson is a great player. Lamar came back in great shape last year. He's fired up to play. That's the Lamar that I'm looking forward to seeing. Can't wait to get back on the grass and go to work.
Yes, and he's also one who says he requested a trade on March 2nd. And this definitely factors directly into Pittsburgh Steeler world, and that's why we talk about it. And you can text about it at 412-928-9370 on that Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. You know, they've been bandied about it, knocked it around. Various shows have kind of all over town. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers in better shape if Lamar Jackson moves on? What does this mean for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Make no mistake. Like, I think Lamar Jackson is somebody that gets hurt a lot. I think Lamar Jackson is somebody that could definitely have a better arm, even though his arm is a bit underrated. Some, I think, he could throw it at times, but I'm not really afraid of it. But also, make no mistake here. The Pittsburgh, and don't try to outfool yourself or outsmart yourself. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in worse shape if Lamar Jackson remains the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens. Give me somebody else every single day of the week than Lamar Jackson.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's game plan wise, and we talked about this a lot. You have to game plan differently than you game plan for Joe Burrow, really, if you're going against Lamar Jackson. He has so many other resources within himself that can beat you. His legs, and, you know, like you said, Colin, I mean, you know, the way he throws at times, and, you know, obviously he likes to target his tight end. There's so many things that you have to prepare for Lamar Jackson that is a headache as a football coach. You would rather go, and they couldn't even beat Tyler Huntley whenever he was in there. So, I mean, Lamar Jackson, he is such a dynamic football player. If he's out of your division, that's one less headache for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they have a history of containing him, but guess what? The Ravens still play 15 other games. And if unwrapping Lamar Jackson simply gets you 9 wins right off the hop, then they're going to be a competitor in the AFC North. And the division's already tough enough as it is with the Bengals. So, yes, Lamar Jackson leaving the AFC North is a good thing for the Steelers if it happens.
He's won 74% of his starts. He's a damn good player. And the injury concerns are real. He's played just 24 games the last 2 years. Well, Joe Burrow also got hurt. Patrick Mahomes is always seemingly nicked up. Last year, Josh Allen got hurt. Carson Palmer was always hurt. Peyton Manning got hurt. Ben Roethlisberger missed a full season. This just ain't quarterbacks get hurt. And I do think you're more likely to get injured if you are more susceptible to getting hit, which means you're out of the pocket more. But I think injury concerns are always a problem with any player in the NFL, especially quarterbacks. So when he's on the field, he's undeniably great. There's right. A bunch of teams you got to jump over if you're the Steelers to make that playoff jump next year. Baltimore is not one of them for me, unless Lamar Jackson's quarterback. I think it's a no-brainer you want that guy out.
Absolutely.
Of there.
What is he, 2-3, I think, against the Pittsburgh Steelers? He's only played 5 times against them. And people will say, well, that yields the Steelers have had success. It does. It certainly yields the Steelers have had success. And the passer rating hasn't been great. It's just 67.4, something like that. 4 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. All of that yields the Pittsburgh Steelers have had definitely have had his number. It gets down to this, though. I don't want to find more out. I just don't. I don't want to have to, as Doran, you pointed out, I don't want to have to work all week to end up to try to find a way to limit Lamar Jackson. I don't want to find out in a tight game that he breaks through the defense. I just would rather have him go somewhere else, because there's also this. It's one less quarterback potentially in the AFC where you need to get through. It's not just about the AFC North. It's about the whole AFC. Or even if he just goes somewhere else, it's one less quarterback in the division. Just this notion, it's a very few people, I think. But, wow, the Pittsburgh Steelers would do better if Lamar Jackson just stayed because they got his number. I just can't subscribe to it.
And whenever you look at the Ravens as a whole, if Lamar Jackson isn't on the Ravens, they're going back to the drawing board, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a new offensive coordinator. They still don't have weapons on the outside. Whoever that next quarterback's going to be is probably going to struggle a little bit. So whether, you know, if Lamar Jackson is gone, it's the Ravens as a whole that you're kind of like, all right, you know what? Now we can actually see a way that we can try to find two games in beating the Ravens this year and be more confident in doing it. So Lamar Jackson being off the Ravens is a lot more than just Lamar Jackson. It's going to affect their team, their offensive coordinator, their offensive game plan as a whole.
They hired Todd Monken in order to start a game plan with Lamar Jackson,
yes.
And those plans are already a month in the works. And the fact that they would have to, and they have time, it's just the end of March, but the fact that they would have to, one, rip all of that up, and two, maybe change their whole draft trajectory is something that, as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan today, you should be rooting like heck that two things happen. This lasts as long as possible, and then Lamar Jackson decides not to come back to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. It screws them up as much as possible that way.
Yeah, if it gets pushed past the draft, that's when they're really screwed, because then, you know, as you point out, Doran, if they do have to start not a rebuild in totality, but a retooling, especially at the quarterback position, then that involves the draft, I have to think. I have to think they trade up into the top 10 and they go after an Anthony Richardson or a CJ Stroud, whoever, you know, however far they might be able to move up in the draft to get one of those guys. And that is something that it's gone. It's off the table if none of this gets resolved by the draft.
Or what if he holds out and screws him with the cap space?
That is the absolute best case scenario, is if he goes all Le'Veon Bell and says, you know what? It ain't working out for me right now. I'm just not going to play. Because then they don't get the draft picks that they would get in the return for Lamar Jackson. And you're looking at Huntley probably being the quarterback next year. And this just in, Ravens, if Huntley's your quarterback next year, you ain't sniffing the playoffs.
You're looking at, but it's essentially Tyler Huntley being your quarterback for $32.5 million.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
More. Yeah.
Right.
Because even if Lamar sits out and you're not paying him, you still ain't paying anybody else that money.
Right. That is what Steeler fans should be rooting for. One of those two scenarios. Him to sit out or him to protract this out as long as possible and then say, I'm out of here.
If you're the Ravens, though, you have to obviously, you know, be active right now. You have to have something done before the draft because, like we've just laid out, you need to have a plan at that position. And the free agent market is dwindling. So you have to have that plan going into the draft. If Lamar Jackson isn't there, we need to trade him to try to get picks, to try to get a young
quarterback. Let's flip this. If you're in charge of the Baltimore Ravens, I give him a noon deadline today.
Yeah.
I need to know today. While there's this. And you talk about collusion. There wasn't collusion in the past. They just knew what Lamar Jackson's trajectory was on this whole thing. But you talk about collusion, then you could get into some. I give him a new deadline today, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm here, I'm in the desert, I'm an owner, and I can network with other owners. Mm. I don't want to leave and get on a plane and us all disperse through and get out wherever we're going. I'm here in person to talk to other owners, and I want to find out.
You know what? If I'm Harbaugh and I'm, like you just said, down at the owners meeting, I'm going to go to who's the most vulnerable here that I can actually strike a deal. And to me, the most vulnerable coach that has things and resources that I could use
Houston.
And get back, yes. Yes.
That's brand what new, I was going to say.
Brand new head coach, was a former player, knows the lay of the land about playing, but is a new head coach, has picks. I would go to D'Amico Ryans and be like, look, I will give you Lamar Jackson, but you need to give me this, the pick that you have, where they have third, I think they're third
in the
draft.
You walk in the door with a new quarterback, and he's shiny, and people love him.
That's what I would do.
Is Houston have more leverage in this case than even Baltimore, though? Because you talk about Harbaugh searching the room and the Ravens searching the room for someone who's in a weaker spot than them. I don't know if anybody's in a weaker spot than them leverage-wise right now, because Lamar Jackson still hasn't committed to signing the tag, right? And they know that they'd like to get more than the two first-round picks. That's because the market has been set with the Deshaun Watson trade, and you'd like to get more than two first-round picks, at least two, and then some extra picks, depth picks, or three first-round picks. That's not going to happen right now. That's not, because everybody in the world knows you're over a barrel with Lamar Jackson, because he can pull, like Crowley said, the 10-week sit out, and you're stuck paying $32.5 million for nothing.
Yeah, well, because the Ravens, they feel like with Lamar that they can contend. Whereas, let's say it's the Colts or Atlanta or Houston, they can actually wait on this.
Everybody can wait on this, especially if it's a top 10 team in the draft, because they can get their quarterback there.
And if they lose this year, they lose this year.
But I'm taking a gamble. You're always taking a gamble with a young quarterback in the draft. If I know that Lamar Jackson's out there, I could win now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in that division. If I'm the Colts or the Texans, I can win in that division.
But you can wait it out a little bit longer, because it's either Lamar Jackson or some other schlub. So you don't have to, I don't think, pay the giant premium on Lamar Jackson. You just have to wait until Baltimore gets impatient, I think.
Well, the impatience, though, is expedited because of the timeline with which we're working with the draft.
Exactly.
People are out scouting. People are planning. People are looking. And it does change a lot of where you're allocating your resources right now. And especially if you're a team that's going to give up a couple picks. Or a team that's going to receive those picks. It's dicey, and it is a timeline that is expedited now because it's not just a player-for-player trade, because it involves picks.
Right. This is a game of chicken for the Ravens. If they can take it up to, when's the first pick on that Thursday night, like 8 o'clock or whatever it is, if they can take it up to 7:59, they'll get the most. That's the peak of leverage in this whole situation for the Ravens, is 7:59 p.m., the night of the first round of the draft. That's when you pull it off, because that's the max value you're going to get for him. And as soon as that first pick goes off the board and things start flying, that first hour and a half of the draft, top 10 picks, that's when you get screwed. That's when you lose leverage. That's when you're behind the eight ball, and now you're stuck possibly paying $32.5 million for nothing.
Man, let's go. There's no way he can be the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens this year to start the season.
It's over.
I feel like it's too far gone.
It's over.
It can't. And the timing was impeccable. I don't know how smart Lamar Jackson or his representation are, but absolutely positively someone knew what time Harbaugh was going to that podium yesterday, and they put a hook on him. They put him on the hook, I should say. They released that statement exactly when they knew they could kind of make him look dumb, and even more so, put the clock on the Baltimore Ravens.
And you don't do that if you want to come back.
Nope, not at all.
You don't do that if you want to come back. You're doing that on purpose to make a point.
It's very hard for all the things that people don't like about him, especially in Pittsburgh. It's hard to make either one of the Harbaughs look ill-prepared. He kind of looked ill-prepared sitting at that table yesterday when he said, I don't know. I haven't seen the tweet. And ill-prepared is pretty close to looking foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are so proud, they don't like to look foolish.
I'll be honest.
Lamar Jackson made him look foolish.
If Lamar and his people, I mean, whoever's helping him with this, whether it's his mom, whether it's his buddy who he's building a total gym with, whatever, if they actually planned this out to do that, and all the signs point towards that, you're right, Colin.
It's been 25 days they sat on that.
Right. It is the first thing they've done right in this whole thing. Because without an agent, he's screwed himself to this point. Now he's finally actually pushed it back on the Ravens. Finally. And it was that the timing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
right, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.